My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the story is told about a catechist who, wanting to impress the visiting parish priest, asked her Sunday school children, "Why do we have to be quiet at Mass when Father is preaching?" After a long silence, one little child stood up and said, "Because people are sleeping." Today, my dear brothers and sisters, is the first Sunday of Advent. In today's Gospel, the Lord tells us to stay awake and to be prepared, for the Son of Man will come and at an hour we do not expect. On this first Sunday of Advent, the Church wants us to prepare, not just for His coming on the first Christmas. The Church also wants us to prepare for the second coming of Jesus at the end of time. And it's the second coming of Jesus that the Church stresses on this Sunday. So let's turn our attention to the second coming of Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, the first thing that the Church tells us is that the second coming of Christ may be closer than we think. Thus, St. Paul says in today's second reading, "The night is advanced, the day is at hand." The second thing the Church tells us is that the second coming of Christ will catch us by surprise. Matthew says, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know." And Matthew concludes, "So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Someone said that the most dangerous day of our lives comes when we learn the word tomorrow. For on that day, we begin to put things off. On that day, we begin to procrastinate. On that day, we begin to act as if we have plenty of time to do whatever we wish. William Barclay, the Scottish theologian, tells the story of three devils who were preparing to depart for earth for their apprenticeship of deceiving people. Before departing, they each had an interview with Satan, the chief of the devils. Satan asked the first devil, "And how do you plan to deceive people and destroy them?" The first devil said, "I plan to convince them that there is no God." "And what about you?" Satan said to the second devil. "How do you plan to deceive people?" The second devil said, "I plan to convince people that there is no hell." "And what about you?" Satan said to the third devil. The third devil responded, my approach is going to be less intellectual. I simply plan to convince people that they have plenty of time to prepare for death and for the second coming of Jesus. Satan smiled and said to the third devil, "Do that, my son, you will destroy many." The point here, my dear brothers and sisters, is that there are certain things in life that we should never put off until tomorrow, because we don't know for sure whether tomorrow will come for us. And this brings us to the big question that the church sets before us on this first Sunday of Advent. How prepared would we be to meet Jesus if he were to come at this very moment? How prepared would we be to meet Jesus if he were to come at this very moment? If we have 5 minutes to prepare for death, how would we use those 5 minutes? Whatever we would do, that's what the church wants us to do in the Advent. Once there was an elderly woman who used to sweep and clean her house each night before she went to bed. One night her husband said to her, "Honey, you're very tired tonight. Why don't you sweep and clean the house in the morning?" "No, no one wants going to visit us in the middle of the night," his wife replied. "My dear, Jesus may come in the middle of the night. He may come for you and for me. In any event, I don't want him to enter a dirty house." The elderly woman's point is in keeping with the spirit of Advent, especially the spirit of the first Sunday. The point here is simply this: we should be ready for death or for Jesus' second coming at any moment in our lives. Let me conclude with a brief prayer. Lord Jesus, you have not revealed to us when you will come. We only know that you will come. When you come, may you find our houses swept and clean and ready for your arrival. May you find us watching and prayer, ready to receive you. Amen.